This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with your commodity markets from the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and beans finished lower while wheat was higher yesterday. Corn for March was down 1.5 cents at 372¾. May corn was down 1.5 cents as well at 380¾. And July corn was down 1.5 cents at 388½. Soybeans for March were down 9.5 cents at 905. May beans were down 9.5 cents at 919¼. And July soybeans were down 9¼ at 933. Chicago wheat for March was up 1 cent at 518¼. May wheat was up 1 cent at 520½. And July wheat was up 0.5 cent at 522¾. Soybean meal for March was down $1.20 at $304.90. May soybean meal was down $1.20 as well at $308.90. And July bean meal was down $1.20 as well at $312.80. Finally, soybean oil for March was down 63 cents at $30.24. May bean oil was down 62 cents at $30.57. And July bean oil was down 61 cents at $30.88. Now we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for Monday's Cash Grain Reports.
This is Monday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Monday afternoon. Improving weather conditions in South America and ongoing U.S.-China trade talks depressed soybean values today. In northern western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down a penny at $3.30 to $3.55. Soybean bids were 6 to 11 cents, lower at 8.17 to 8.60. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 1 to 3 cents, lower at 3.41 to 3.59. Soybean bids were 9 to 10 cents, lower at 8.37 to 8.60. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 5 cents, lower at 3.39 to 3.70. Soybean bids were down 10 cents at 8.40 to 8.71. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 to 10 cents, lower at 8.73 to 8.85. Basis was steady at 2,500 to 600 the March. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 279.90 to 294.90, down $1.20 a ton, with basis unchanged at 2,500 to 10 under the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 cents lower at 348 to 367, with basis steady at 2,500 to 6 under the March. Illinois river barge floating elevators quoted and produced the corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower, 355 to 364, with basis down 1 to 3 at 1,800 to 9 under the March. Soybeans ended down 11 to 14 cents at 851 to 862, with basis down 1 to 4 at 5,400 to 43 under the March. New crop wheat prices were up 1 to 2 cents at 488 to 512, with basis steady to up 1 at 3,500 to 11 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal always placed their producer corn bids 3 to 6 cents lower, 381 to 384. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 7 to 9 cents, with quotations at 877 to 887. So if we closed a penny higher at 551 to 553, and Milo ended the day down a penny at 417 to 418. Contract bids for producers for fall delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 345 to 368, soybeans at 865 to 894, and in the central part of the state, corn for fall delivery at 353 to 369, soybeans at 878 to 912. In the southern part of the state, corn for fall delivery at 338 to 373, soybeans at 867 to 899, and June, July wheat at 494 to 520. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, everything across the board finished higher Monday. Live cattle for February were up 45 cents to 127.82. April live cattle were up 37 cents to 128.30, and June live cattle were up 27 cents to 118.37. Feeders for March were up 57 cents at 144.67. April feeders were up 77 cents to 146.67, and May feeders were up 77 cents as well at 147.67. Lean hogs for February were up 12 cents to 55.17. April hogs were up 65 cents to 59.07. and May lean hogs were up a dollar to $67.40. And now we'll move on to the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture for Monday's Cash Livestock Reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 50 cents lower in a range of $45 to $49.50 with the weighted average carcass price of $48.88. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices are steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 20 to 24, 4 to 500 pounds at 22 to 28, 5 to 600 pounds at 25 to 32, over 600 pounds at 28 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and guts with country buying points are steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 26 to 35. Receipts for Illinois barrows and guts totaled 32,126. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $122.50. Heifers on a live basis traded at $125.75. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 266 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $65.46, which was 64 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are $216.88, which was $1.53 higher, with select carcasses at $213.86, which was $2.69 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000 compared to 118,000 for last week and 111,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 444,000 compared to 472,000 for last week and 462,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The U.S.-China trade talks could be extended past a March 1st deadline without reigniting a tariff war between the two nations. That comes from an American Farm Bureau Federation trade official. AFBF trade advisor Dave Salmonson is not worried that President Trump will carry out his threat to sharply hike tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods without a deal by March the 1st.
If it looks like they're making progress and then putting off the tariff increase from 10% to 25% on the Chinese imports is going to help things, then that certainly, as was done in December, that could definitely be extended.
Chinese officials are sounding positive about the talks, continuing in Beijing this week, first between lower-level officials and later in the week with the U.S. Trade Representative and Treasury Secretary. But Salmonson says of a final deal,
I think that will be have to wait until the principals meet, President Trump and President Xi, if there is going to be any kind of a final agreement or final deal, or is this a setup for future talk?
President Trump told reporters last week he would not meet with President Xi before the 1st of March deadline, suggesting not enough progress had been made on key issues. USTR Robert Lighthizer is pressing the Chinese hard to end their alleged theft of U.S. intellectual property and the forced transfer of technology as the price for U.S. firms to do business in China. China continues goodwill buys of U.S. soybeans, but the trade war has cost U.S. growers, pork producers, and others in and out of ag billions in lost trade and possible future lost market share. The Department of Agriculture will release data for the upcoming USDA Agricultural Projections to 2028 report. The data tables, due out Thursday, will include projections for farm income, U.S. fruits, nuts, and vegetable supply and use, and global commodity trade. Data tables continuing long-term supply, use, and price projections to 2028 for major U.S. crops and livestock products, as well as supporting U.S. and international macroeconomic assumptions, were released in November of 2018. USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson says the complete USDA Agricultural Projections to 2028 report will be released on March 13th and will include a full discussion of projections for U.S. commodity supply and use, farm income, and global commodity trade. USDA's long-term agricultural projections represent a departmental consensus of a 10-year representative scenario for the agricultural sector. The projections do not represent the USDA's forecasts, but rather reflect a conditional long-run scenario based on specific assumptions about macroeconomic conditions, policy, weather, and international developments, with no domestic or external shocks to the global agricultural market. In other national news, Coors is brewing up a national toast to farmers this Friday, promising more details to come on Twitter. So far, little information has emerged, but in a tweet Sunday, Coors says, "Let's all raise a cold one to the hardworking American farmers." The upcoming national toast to farmers Friday stems from the spat that started with a Bud Light Super Bowl commercial, blasting Miller Lite and Coors Light for including corn syrup in their ingredients. Corn syrup is used in the brewing process by Coors, and while the ingredient does not end up in the final product, the company says Bud Light attacked hardworking American farmers who grow our great ingredients. In a reported statement to distributors, Coors says the brand is standing up for our own beers, our ingredients, and the farmers who grow them. Meanwhile, just last week, Pete Coors joined members of the National Corn Growers Association during an action team meeting in Denver. In local news, spring is just around the corner, so it's time to get a head start on the upcoming garden season by starting seedlings indoors. U of I Extension will host a Starting Seeds Indoor Workshop, which will be held at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro. Join University of Illinois Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger as he presents a variety of techniques for starting seeds indoors. This program will take place on Wednesday the 13th from 1:30 to 3 o'clock p.m. The cost for this program is $5 per person, and it will include handouts. To pre-register, you can visit the website at go.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Hillsboro Extension Office at 532-3941. The registration deadline is today, February the 12th. And in FFA news, the Litchfield FFA chapter is holding a canned food drive as their project for FFA week. The food drive will be held from now until Tuesday, February the 26th. Items can be dropped by the high school or sent to school with any Litchfield FFA member or student. For this Monday morning, February the 12th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.